time. What no man can do. You have done for me. What no man can do. You have done for me.
Imela, o kaka, o yekeru, imela, imela, ezemo. Imela, oh, imela, o kaka, o yekeru, imela, imela, ezebo. I thank you, Lord, I thank you, King of kings, ruler of the whole earth. I thank you, Lord, I thank you, you are Lord. Ezemo, ezemo, ezemo. Hallelujah, Lord. Ezemo, you are worthy. You are worthy, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. There is no God like you. No name like your name. To you, every knee must bow, and every tongue confess. You are Lord, and I thank you, King of kings, ruler of the earth. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. You are Lord. Father, we invite you to take your rightful place in the hearts and the lives of your people. This day we are gathered together unto you. Our praise, our worship, and our adoration we present before you. Receive us. Receive our worship. Receive our adoration. Receive our expressions of thanksgiving. Be exalted, King of kings, Lord of lords forever. Do in this place, in your people, that which dumbfounds every one of us. Because God, you are the extraordinary God. There is none like you. Blessed be your holy name. We worship, we magnify, be elevated, O God, in the worship and praise of your people. Blessed be your holy name forever. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we call it so done. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Imela, imela, o kaka, o yekeruwa, imela, And the people of God said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to see you all in the house of the Lord this wonderful day that the Lord God Almighty has made. Praise God. God is good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome to the house of the Lord. You may be seated. This is the day that the Lord God Almighty has made for you and I to rejoice and be glad. Worship team, thank you so very much for leading us. We, in a sense, concluded yesterday a very special conference, but today is going to be an overflow, because even though the conference ended yesterday, it continues. But the Word of God never has a stop. It's a river. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can't stop the Word of God. You cannot intimidate the people of God. God will do what God does best. He will lift up His people. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the lifter of my head. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to ask Mama to come at this time to lead us in our time of prayer and intercession. And right after that, we are going to dedicate a very special child to God. Blessings. Ah, it's good to see the Orogoons right there. Blessings. Good to see you all. Welcome. Amen. Welcome to every one of you. Mama. Okay. All right, we'll flip it. We'll flip it. We'll have the dedication first. Thank God for Mama that spoke to my ear and said, I think you got it backwards. So let's have the parents of the dear child, David, Joseph. This child has wonderful names. Hallelujah. Oh, there you are. Praise God. Amen. Papa is still taking his time. He's not back in the building yet. Come. You okay? All right. Well, you all looking good. Praise God.
Okay. All right, Brother Isaac, hurry up.
400 meters race. Win the Olympics.
You have enough room for them?
Yes.
Okay, that's your spot.
Oh, my Lord. Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Wow, this is...
Too much.
Praise God. Amen. God is good. Life is special. And every child that God sent into this planet was this past year not empty-handed. In the natural, they looked empty. But God placed His word and His life in them. You know, the Bible tells us that all that God created by the breath that came out of His mouth. The Word of God also says to us that God breathed into man and man became a living soul. You say, Pastor, why are you bringing those two things together? We do know that what God did when he created the world was that God said, let there be. Praise the Lord. And so if the word of God says in the Psalms that God created the world by the breath of his mouth, then he must be saying that when God breathed into man, he breathed his word into man. So this child today is full of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So are you. Amen. You are word made. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are full of the word of God. Amen. And because the word of God is in you and possesses you, everything that comes out of you must be the word of God.
Amen.
Therefore, we celebrate the manifestation of the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless God.
Amen.
Look at David. Wow, you're an amazing child of God. This is David. Oluwa Ferami.
Oh, it's up there.
Ayomikun. Oluwa Damilola, Tamidayo, Joseph, Orogun. How many names do you have, man?
Yeah,
wow.
We
don't know which one we're going to call you.
I have a secret name that the Lord calls.
Yes.
That nobody knows.
Well, I present to you David Joseph.
Amen. Amen, baby.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for the dispatch of your servant, your prophet. Lord, we receive him and we testify that your word is manifested in the flesh. As the Father loved you, so you said the Father loves us. So I thank you, Lord, O God, for everlasting love that is bestowed upon your servant. Lord, Oluwa Damilola will stand strong.
Amen.
He will stand amongst giants.
Amen.
Lord, O God, he will be filled with your glory all of his days.
Amen.
And as your prophet, he will declare, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Father, we celebrate and we receive your servant.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, O God, that he came on time.
Yes.
He has been expected, waited for, and finally, he's here.
Amen.
Lord, let your hand rest upon him mightily.
Amen.
Anoint him with the oil,
Amen.
O God, of favor.
Amen.
The honor and prosperity
Amen.
That only you can give.
Yes.
Bestow upon him. May he see visions
yes.
in the day,
Amen.
At night.
Amen.
Open visions.
Amen.
And proclaim your lordship
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, behold your servant.
Amen.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Be highly favored of the Lord.
Amen.
We give God praise for you. Your mouth shall be open
Amen.
And it shall be filled with the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, we call it done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can you rise and stretch your hands towards him? As you bless him, so shall the Lord bless you and bless your children.
Mm.
When you give the best, God will give you the best.
Mm.
Same measure you measure shall be measured unto you.
Hallelujah.
So let's pray for baby David, Joseph, Orogun, and all his names.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for this wonderful gift of life.
Yes.
That you've sent into our world. We bless him in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Today he's brought to your house.
Oh God.
He will never leave your house.
Amen.
He will save you all the days of his life.
Amen.
He will not have anything to do with ungodly.
Jesus,
he will be a godly child.
Amen.
A lovely child.
Amen.
An honorable child.
Amen.
A child that hears the voice of God.
Hallelujah.
He will walk like Samuel walked.
Amen.
All the days of his life.
Yes, Lord.
Samuel served the Lord all his days.
Amen.
He never faltered.
Thank
he
you,
never
Jesus.
Sinned.
Yes,
he will
Lord.
Have a pure heart.
Amen.
He will remain pure.
Amen.
He will know the ways of God.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The heaven's favor will be upon him.
Jesus,
the glory of God will be upon him.
Jesus,
the light of God will shine in him.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
No evil shall come nigh him, neither
name.
His dwelling.
Amen.
Because of him, the father and the mother will receive favor.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And the siblings.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for breakthrough.
Yes,
this
Lord.
Is a breakthrough child.
Hallelujah.
That every breakthrough will begin to happen.
Amen.
Those who have come to celebrate with him, they will also receive the same.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we speak life into him.
Amen.
We speak your word into him.
Amen.
We speak your anointing into him.
Amen.
We speak your glory into him.
Amen.
We speak the word of the Lord, the power of
Jesus.
God and the fire of God into him.
Amen.
We thank you for the anointing that is flowing into him right now.
Yes, Lord.
He will continue to remain sharp.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every deadly thing shall die because of him.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Resurrection life.
Yes,
resurrection life.
Yes,
resurrection life.
Yes,
flow
Lord.
Through you.
Amen.
You will always be successful.
Amen.
You will always be great.
Yes, Father.
God will give you the right wife at the right time.
Amen.
Right people around you.
Amen.
You will excel in your education.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for you, for Isaac, Sister Dorcas, and your beautiful child daughters that are just going to just fill this son with great love.
Amen.
Amen. We celebrate him and we celebrate your family.
Amen.
Be blessed and be highly favored
praise
of the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
God is good. Somebody shout hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. The children have Sunday school class today. All right, start coming. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, we are Africans and we are Nigerians. We like things that shine. So if you don't know that now. So praise the Lord. Heaven shines, so we practice the shining on earth. So praise the Lord. Actually, we are very conservative in this church. You need to visit Nigeria and then you will know what shine and bling means. So praise the Lord. All right. So thank God for the baby and thank God for all our wonderful children. To God be the glory. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for all our beautiful children. We thank you for all our teachers. We bless every one of them in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your hand rest upon everyone. As we dedicated this child to the Lord today, so shall their lives be dedicated to you. If you receive that same prayer, say amen for yourself. Amen. So they are all partakers. Every good thing you're doing for one, the rest can say me too. Can you say me too? So we thank you that you've already touched and blessed everyone today. Everyone, every child from age 120 plus to zero, those in seed form, those in the womb, those that are coming in the future, even these are little people here, they are going to be parents in the future. None of them will be barren. They will be fruitful in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you bless their schoolwork, bless their career, bless their family, bless everything they put their hand to. For your word says you bless the work of our hands. As they go to learn the word of the Lord in their various classes, bless the teachers and the children, that they will excel in everything. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray this for our biological children, spiritual children, partners, and families all over the world. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. See you later. Praise the Lord. Praise God. All right, let's continue with our prayers. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into our hearts, welcome you into our service, we welcome you here. Spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you into our lives, our families, our church, our nation, our city, our neighborhood, and everything that you have called us to. Have your way in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. All right, our scripture reading this morning is going to be from Deuteronomy chapter 11. Deuteronomy chapter 11. Praise the Lord. So let's read. Everybody stay focused. Praise the Lord. Service is on, so stay focused and praise the Lord. Amen? All right. Let's read. I think there are about 32 verses, so I'm not sure if I can read. We'll see how far we'll go. Praise the Lord. Let's read. Therefore, thou shalt love what? The Lord thy God. Everybody read. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Therefore, thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his what? His charge, his statutes, and his judgments, and his commandments always. So we don't just love God, we must keep what he says. So it's not just say, I love God, that's it. You love God and do exactly every single thing he tells you to do. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Keep his charge. If you say win soul, we win souls. Amen. If it says tithe, we tithe. If it says love, we love. If it says forgive, we forgive. Say amen.
Amen.
All right, all of it. We don't pick and choose. It's not cherry. We pick here and pick there. We pick some apple and some cherries. You get the whole thing. Say amen.
Amen.
All right, verse 2. I know you this day, for I speak not with your children which have not known, and which have not seen the chastisement of the Lord your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his stretched out arm, and his miracles, and his acts, which he did in the midst of Egypt, unto Pharaoh, and king of Egypt, and unto all his land, and what he did unto all the army of Egypt, unto their horses, and to their chariots, how he made the water of the Red Sea to overflow them, as they pursued after you, and how the Lord had destroyed them unto this day. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I remember in my university days when one of my professors was making a mockery of the word of God. Said, the Red Sea is really, it wasn't deep, it was just ankle deep. Then I stood up, you know, I was new here in the land at that time. So, you know, I just came, I said, wait a minute. I said, that even made it a greater miracle. Ankle deep could destroy everybody. So praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We never had that kind of discussion in class again. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It was good. I did not know any protocol system here. I was fresh in the land, and you don't talk about my God that way.
Praise
the Lord. You must know the word. Say amen. Somebody say, I will fall in love with the word of the Lord.
I will fall in love with the word.
Yes, God said he destroyed them till this day.
Glory to God.
Verse 5. Hallelujah. And by the way, the Red Sea is called the Reed Sea. We have been in it. I think the Hammonds went, we went together one time. So it's not ankle deep. It's a sea. So praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I didn't go swimming. I went under to go look at the fishes. So there's a way you can go in and go look. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 5. And what he did unto you in the wilderness until you came into this place. Verse 6. And what he did unto Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben, how the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their households and their tents, and all the substance that was in their possession in the midst of Israel, of all Israel. Hallelujah. If you are against the children of God, that is going to be your end result. The earth will swallow you up. So you don't need to curse anybody or wish them evil. The earth is the witness of what they are doing, and the earth will eat them up. But it will never eat you. The earth will produce for you. May the earth produce for you and not eat you up. Say amen. But your eyes have seen all the great act of the Lord which he did. Therefore shall you keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land, whither you go to possess it. Say amen. Somebody say, I'm a possessor. Well, God has commanded you to possess the land. So wherever you are, you must own land. Somebody say, I own land. I possess it. Now, how do you start possessing? Is it by the pocket, the money you have in your pocket? No, you begin to say the word of the Lord. That's how you possess. Everybody can do this. Can you say, I possess land?
I possess land.
Say, land possess. So don't start dreaming small and be dreaming 50 by 100. Begin to dream hectares. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen like kings that you are.
Amen.
He's the king of kings. He's not the king of wimps. Are there kings in the house?
Amen.
Kings own land.
Amen.
Every nation in the world that is a king, they are owners.
Yeah.
Somebody say, I'm a king.
I'm a king.
And don't be shy when you say that. And don't be shy when you do that. Just act it. You have been permitted by the living God. Kings and queens. King and queens don't go around acting like paupers. They know they are the owner of the land. Say amen.
Amen.
You are owner of the land here in Canada.
Yes.
In any nation you are an owner. Say, I'm an owner. Tell the devil, I'm an owner. Do it with an attitude, I'm an owner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I don't think I'll read all of it, but because some things I have to share in between, so you have to read every one of it. So there's this verse I'm going to get us to, and then I'll stop there. And when I finish, I'm going to say amen, and we're done praying. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, you do when you do an attitude to the enemy, knowing who you are, you know, it just makes him so mad and he will leave you so speedily. Say, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's not going to hang around that. He takes off. But his strategy is to make you be the one who's running. No. He is not in charge of your life. God is. And you are also in charge. So be in charge all the time.
Amen.
Not sometimes. All the time. Even when you are sleeping in your dreams, be in charge. So instead of the nightmare coming, be the nightmare to the nightmare.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
And the kings in this house.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I remember one of the flights we took, we were coming from the U.S. and coming into Canada, and the flight landed, and I decided to get up and to get my hand luggage because I was sitting right on the aisle. And then there's some guy from behind was so mad that I got up and I got my luggage. And he uttered profanity. That's the first, and that's going to be the last time. So when he did that, I just looked at him and I started laughing. Man, he went crazy. Because he met the wrong girl. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I turned around and looked at him at his eyes. I started laughing. And Apostle was saying, Moy, because he knows what I'm going to do. So he called him Moy. I just said, I did this to him. So he knew to just I laughed until I left the plane. Praise the Lord. And everybody in the plane was like, he could not speak anymore. He sat by his wife. The wife was touching him, went like this. So he started trying to take it on her right there in the plane. And I say, well, so I now pray. I say, your punishment is that God is going to save you and your household. That's what I prayed. So I expect his salvation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And if he's listening to this now, because he flew into Winnipeg. This was happening in the Winnipeg airport here as soon as we landed. So I say, well, be ye saved. So if you hear this message and you're saved, come testify.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I didn't need to curse him, his punishment, he and his household to be saved. Amen.
Amen.
All right, verse 9. And that you may prolong your days in the land, which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give unto them and to their seed, a land that floweth with what? Milk and honey. This is what God has promised you. He didn't promise you hardship. He's promised you blessings. Everything you do in the land where he has called you to will flow quickly, speedily, blessed, and highly favored. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
For the land which thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt, from whence you came out, where thou sowest thy seed and waterest it with thy foot as a garden of herbs. But the land whither you go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. Say amen. Say amen. Say amen. You might live in a land where seed and harvest time works, but God say, I'm going to give you heaven recipe. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
If I were you, I'll be saying amen, whether you understood what I said or not, say a big amen.
Amen.
So it can begin to work in your life. You are not going to be doing the seasonal things that the land, the way they get their resources and their blessing, you're going to be having bypass, overpass
Amen.
From heaven.
Amen.
Heaven recipe, you get blessed the way heaven wants you blessed.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
A land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Even the place I live, you know, the soil, when I moved there, they said, well, the soil is so bad, nothing will grow in on it. Everything bloom and blossom. If you drive by my house, everything blooms and blossom. I put a little plant like this, a little flower like this, it just blows up and bloom and blossom, because I've bypassed the system. I say, receive that same system.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All my apple tree, all the branches are full of apples, all just like ripe. Say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
My strawberry plants produces twice a year, not once a year. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Amen.
My raspberries plant, they just do their own thing. I don't do anything to it. Somebody praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bypass the system. Any land God gives you is going to be the best land. Your home is going to be the best home. God say, I watch over it, not sometimes. From the beginning of the year, even until the end of the year. Somebody say, I receive this in the name of Jesus. Say amen. Say amen. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in its due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn, thy wine, and an oil. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. To God be the glory. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, and thou mayest eat and be full. That means everything that concerns yourself, God will take care of it. Every detail. The caution, don't serve other gods. I'm going to read verse 16 and 17, and then I'm going to stop. Say what? Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside, and serve other gods, and worship them. That is a caution. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, unless you perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. May the blessing of God not cause you to turn the wrong way. May you turn right to him, so that there will be a continuation, generational blessings. Say amen.
Amen.
You don't walk and you are so blessed, and then all of a sudden it's reversed to destruction. No, you will bloom and continue to bloom and blossom and continue to be fruitful, because the Lord is with you and your household.
Amen.
Say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Today I'm thankful because God is good. You know, in 2 days' time, 40 years ago, we had our firstborn child, and the doctors did not give any good report. He suddenly came. I always tell him, you're always in a rush for everything. You know, he showed up as a very premature baby, you know, 2.5 months premature. But, you know, from that time to this time, God supernaturally healed him. We're supposed to be in the hospital for 1 month. We were there for only 2 weeks. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And from that time till now, never sick. Healthy, strong. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Everything in perfect condition. To God be the glory. And the devil tried his best to try to steal him, to hurt him, but he failed. Today, it is well with him and his household. A father of 3 children. To God be the glory. I want to thank God for Andrew Efezino. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. We ought to be giving thanks all the time. 40 years ago, the medical system you have now is not what they had then, but it was good. Somebody, to God be the glory. So I dressed up today to give God thanks. And also, I have a pastor friend that, you know, normally buys me beautiful hats. I have so many hats. So this is not the blingest, but praise the Lord. And I also have a doctor daughter that always buy me hats. So, you know, I've not traveled, so I didn't go shopping. We've been stuck at home since March last year. Our last flight was March. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory.
Amen.
You know, I decided to say, let me, instead of leaving some of these things when I just travel and I dress up when I travel, why not dress up at home? I used to dress up at home a lot. Then I started copying some of you because you wear jeans and runners, you know. But I've never been a jeans and runners. You know, there were many girls in my family, so my mother always dressed us up. So praise the Lord. You know, we were 12 girls in my family. I have 3 brothers and 12 girls, so we always dressed. We wore jewelry from when we were 3 months old. So praise the Lord. We wore eyeliner from 3 months old. Sister Sherry went like this. Yes, and blue one. So if you always see me wear blue, I wore blue eyeliner from when I was a baby. So praise the Lord. So somebody shall howl it. But those were natural stuff. This one's only God knows what I'm wearing. So praise the Lord. But no deadly thing shall hurt me. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We used to get all blinged up. We wore jewelry in the waist, in the leg, in the ear, in the neck, and the hands, and everywhere. So I've become very conservative. So today I just say, let me let the devil just take some of this. He failed. Say amen. So, Lord, the word we have spoken, so let it permeate our spirit. Days of heaven on earth for us and every one of our families. We thank you for the miracles you have done for us. What you have done for the Isaac and Dorcas Orogu, for their son, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for our son, Andrew. We thank you, Lord, for everyone's children here. And we thank you, Almighty God, for all our children. And we thank you for the word of the Lord. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within our walls and our palaces, and peace of Israel, and peace of Canada, Nigeria, and all the nations. Bless the word of the Lord that is coming to us now, in power, in grace, in fulfillment of the prophetic word. Bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, the receiver of the word, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Mrs. Bling is moving. Oh, Lord, have mercy. God is good. The last few days we've been talking about the lifting up that is in God. There is a lifting. A lifting to higher ground. Our guest speaker, Bishop Charles Oluwajoba from Abuja, spoke to us about sonship, an embracing sonship. That is God's ultimate goal, to make us sons. And all creation, the word of God tells us, awaits the manifestation of the sons of God. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that our time to be made manifest is now. We shall shine brightly and testify of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Yes, someday we shall behold him. And the word of God says, when we do, that we'll find out that we are exactly like him. Why not be that now? Why do we need to wait to recognize who we are? For the word of God tells us that we're already looking at the mirror. But the problem is that we forget when we turn away from the mirror. But this day I declare that the ability to remember who you are is forever established. That it doesn't matter whether you're looking at the mirror or walking away from the mirror, that you know that you know that you know that you know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that not only do you know, but that the devil himself knows what you know, that you are a son of the Most High God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is our season, it is our moment in God to live life to the full. Praise God. One of the things we talked about yesterday was about a young man, Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was a prince that was dropped. And when he got dropped, the Bible tells us that he became lame on both feet. His life started heading in the wrong direction. The Bible tells us that this young man, Mephibosheth, was staying in the house of Micaiah. Micaiah means sold. So he was in a place of enslavement. And he was living in a place called Lodibar, a place that was pastureless. There was no greenery. Nothing grew there. It was a place that was just grazed with total uselessness, nothing. Because Lodibar also means nothing. You look at it, and there's nothing there. Lodibah means no communication. And it's interesting that when the Word of God talks about Lodibah, meaning also no communication, meaning no words, that the fact that nothing was there becomes a reality, because where words are not present, nothing is present. I declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that you will not be wordless, because the Word of God has been embedded in you before the foundations of the earth. You are a word person, and therefore you will have things made manifest in your life. Eli said to Samuel, "What thing did God say to you? What thing did he say to you?" Because he knew that with words were things. But here is Mephibosheth. His name means a mouth full of shame, defeated, knocked down, because he was dropped by somebody that was supposed to care for him. I remember very clearly, I believe it might have been the year 2000 or 1999, one of those two. The Lord had commissioned me to go to the land of Kenya. I was speaking there in Kenya, and he had given me a word from here to go to Kenya. Prior to that, Mama and I were asking the Lord, because we saw the struggles that were happening within the black community. And we said, "God, what is wrong with black people? What is our problem? Why is it that we are so beat down? You look at our countries, the wealth of the country is shipped out, human resources shipped out. Everybody's enjoying stuff and we are struggling. Why is it that we have doctors, people with their PhDs driving taxi in foreign lands? What is wrong?" We cried out to God. And the Lord spoke to me and the Lord spoke to her and said, "Your problem is a problem of slavery." I said, "What? Slavery? What do you mean slavery?" He said, "You and all the black people are suffering from slavery." I said, "Lord, I don't get it. What are you talking about?" He said, "Your fathers that were supposed to take care of you and trust you to proper care sold their sons into slavery. And as long as you are blaming the white man for your problem, you will stay defeated." So he said, "When you go to Kenya, I want you to go to Kenya and give them that message, and I want the people in that conference to begin to repent." I said, "Okay, I will do that." He said, "But when you get there, don't tell anybody what your message is supposed to be, and I'll tell you when you're going to speak." I said, "Okay." He said, "I'm bringing some Americans, black Americans, to the conference." So I went there, and sure enough, they were black Americans, and they were guest speakers. And they will finish speaking, and they will leave, and then I'll come, and I'll do my speaking, but nobody there to repent to. Because I was supposed to repent on behalf of our fathers to these black Americans. On the last day, I'm coming to speak, and they were heading back to the hotel. And I said, "Lord, they're leaving." He said, "I told you not to tell anybody what you're going to be doing." I said, "Okay." So I went and I started speaking. They were gone. And as soon as they got to the hotel, the Lord says, "Go back. You need to listen to that man of God." So they came back and they sat in the front row. And I had already prepped the people, because I had been speaking for a while. And when they came, they sat up in the front, and I restated some of the things I had just talked about. And I asked them if it was okay to repent on behalf of our fathers, our kings, our chiefs that sold their sons. They said, sure, it's okay. So they came up. Remember, these were guest speakers, powerful, anointed individuals that were invited to speak in this conference. So there they were, and I said to repent. And the power of God hit them. I didn't touch anybody. The power of God hit them. They fell under the power of God, and they started convulsing. They were just stretching like fish on the floor. And I'm looking at this. I'm saying, God, what is going on here? These are ministers. They are acting like they're demon-possessed. What is going on? And the Lord says, yes, the pain is so deep, I am delivering them right now. And as I was watching this happen, the Lord spoke to me. And I said, because of what has happened here today, blacks are going to be raised up into high levels of leadership in the United States. And the next statement I made was, and there is going to be a black president. And I said, what did I just say, black president? I did not know that 8 years later, that what God was doing right there was going to be made manifest with a man who comes from the nation of Kenya. His name was Barack Obama. Are you with me? God didn't then just say, not only am I going to lift the black people up, I'm going to restore every race that has been pushed down. I'm going to elevate them to their rightful places. And I'm looking forward to what God is going to do in our days and in our times. Hallelujah. See, but the devil's a liar. Something I have come to know about the things of the Spirit is that when God is trying to do something, the devil always tries to come there to meddle with things and cause people to reverse what God wants to do. Some of you may not like what I'm about to say, but the whole aspect of critical race theory and all the movements happening with black people and blaming white people for this and for that is the devil's way of reversing what God wants to do, because we are putting our hands into it and not letting God be God. You don't get higher by dumbing everybody down. I didn't think I would live to experience or hear from the mouths of people saying things like math is racist. As if you do math and it is racist means that you adding 2 + 2 = 5 will be the new thing, or 3. No, 2 + 2 = 4. What is racist about that? How do you want somebody who doesn't do math, doesn't know anything about physics or engineering or whatever else, to put your plane together so you can fly it? And wonder what is going to happen. Truth is truth. Yes, there's been racism in the earth. There's been wickedness in the world and all of that. But God is a God who overrides and brings people into their destiny. No matter what the devil tries to do, God is still God. And God will raise his people and establish his people. And the lies of the enemy shall not prevail. Somebody shout hallelujah. God has not called me to hate anybody. But it doesn't matter who hates me or doesn't hate me, who likes me or doesn't like me. As long as God loves me, that is more than enough. For if God be for me, who can be against me? God can raise his people.
and established them. Yes, there was this young man dropped by the ones that were supposed to care for him. So it was that fathers, chiefs, kings dropped their children. But I thank God that in spite of that, he has inbuilt in his sons and in his daughters the spirit of resilience. Mama and I came to this nation with nothing. We went through difficult, difficult days. But what we had was the Word of God. God's Word was in here. And that Word of God sustained us and took us through every challenge that we faced. Somehow, someway, we always appeared on the other side of that mountain because we had the Word of God. And everyone who has the Word of God resident inside of them has the ability to break this cycle. And today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, there are cycles of defeat that must end because the hammer of God is coming against that thing and breaking every chain and destroying every activity of darkness so that the people of God can walk in divine freedom and declare, God is a good God. He's a faithful God. He's a God who has raised me from the place of death and defeat and established me by His loving kindness. Somebody shout hallelujah in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Mephibosheth was defeated, knocked down. But one day, a man who believed in covenant called David, a king, asked, can somebody tell me, is there anyone who is left of the household of Saul? The one who was my enemy. The one who was trying to kill me. Is there anyone who's left in that family that I might show the kindness of God to them? And he said, yeah, there's a guy called Ziba. He might know. He's a servant of Saul. And so they brought Ziba. And Ziba means statue, an army, a person of strength. And David says, Ziba, are you Ziba? He said, yes, I am. And he says, is there anyone left? Because I want to reveal and manifest the goodness of God, the kindness of God, the hesed of God, the faithfulness of God to that one. And he said, yes, there is one. There is one. His name is Mephibosheth. And he is living in Micaiah. Micaiah is the son of Amiel. Amiel means a kinsman of God. But he's in Lodibar, a pastureless land. His name is Mephibosheth. The king says, bring him to me. So they went and sought and found Mephibosheth and brought Mephibosheth. See, God is still in the business of going to pastureless lands, going to places where people have been knocked down and defeated. Whether it be a fault of theirs or the fault of somebody else, it matters not. He's still sovereign. He's still God. And he reigns over all, supreme, sovereign. And they locate him there and they bring him to him. David says to Mephibosheth, who at this time was still unsure of why he was being called. Is he being called? And has a fear that caused him to be lame because he was dropped by a nurse because they were fearing that David was going to kill all the children of Saul. So as he came, he wondered, am I at the place of my death? Has that which I've been running away from finally caught up with me? And he says to David, I am but a dead dog. I'm but a dead dog. Because he was still in fear. But David did not listen to his nonsense, because he had made a decision. I am going to raise up this man. And the Bible tells us that he restored to Mephibosheth all, everything Mephibosheth had lost. Everything that belonged to his father, all the lands and all the property were restored back to Mephibosheth. And David said to Ziba, I want you to farm the land, take care of the land, and bring so much to your master. But this one is going to sit at my table, and he's going to eat at my table. You see, he was still lame, but while he sat behind the table with the rest of the princes, you couldn't tell that he was a lame man. All of his past was behind the feasting table. I declare today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that God will bring you to his feasting table, and that everything that was a hindrance, everything that defined you in your past will be buried underneath that table, because your hands are still free. Hallelujah. And whatever your hands touches is blessed of the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. That was Mephibosheth. There was a young man called Joseph. Joseph was the son that was born at a wrong time. You say, Pastor, what do you mean by that? Joseph was the one that was supposed to be the first son, but ended up being the 11th son. Oh, glory. He was supposed to be the first son, because it was this mother that the father loved. And it was the mother that the father worked so hard to receive, but he was strict and was given the wrong woman. When he woke up in the morning and found out, yikes, I married the wrong woman. This woman with eyes, cross eyes. Oh my God, what did you do to me? Well, isn't it interesting that the wrong woman kept on pumping out children, and the right one was barren, until she even got the husband, a concubine, to have children for her. But God never forgets. You see, centuries before, God had made a promise to a man called Abraham. He said to Abraham, I'm blessing you. You are blessed. You cannot help it. You are blessed. Beyond the stars, beyond the moon, beyond everything, you are blessed. Beyond the sand on the seashore, you are blessed. But I tell you what, your children are going to be in bondage for 400 years. And here comes this young man. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 37, it starts out this way. And I'm just going to touch on this man just briefly, because I want to go somewhere else. There's a lifting up. It says, and Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger. He dwelt in a land where his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. And then it says, these are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brethren, and the lad was with the sons of Bilhah, with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. I want you to notice that second verse. It says here, these are the generations of Jacob, and he skips all of the children and goes to the 11th child, Joseph, being 17 years old. That is not normal. Because when the Word of God talks about the generations of somebody, it will say things like, and this person begat this, and this begat, and this begat, and this begat, and this begat, and so on and so on and so forth. But God bypasses all of that. And he mentions Joseph because Joseph was going to be this extraordinary child that God was going to use to bring the people to a place of fruitfulness, to bring them out of the place of famine into a place that was going to be fruitful. What happens to this young man? The Bible says he was a dreamer. And he dreamt. And he saw sheaves, the sheaves of his brothers all standing up. The sheaves of the 10 before him and the sheave of his brother Benjamin, who is the next born to him, standing up. But then he says, and finally, my sheave also rose, and the rest of your sheaves bowed down to mine. You see, when you look at life, you can become a complainer. In his dream, he sees everybody else doing well and he not doing well. But when it was his time, because he had been marked by God, there was a lifting up. I don't know if you heard that. I said there was a what? A lifting up. Others may seem to have been lifted and you are down, but there is a lifting for you. And when he is lifted up, the others bow down because there's going to be only one boss around here. When God has his hand on you, your life becomes the definer of what is happening around. Glory be to God. And his brothers hated him for that dream, because they could interpret it. Do you mean that we are going to bow down to you and serve you? Then he had another dream. And this time the moon and the sun and 11 stars are bowing down to his star. And he tells his father, and his father is upset. Do you mean I and your mother and your brothers are going to bow down to you, you boy? I just had a dream. I didn't make this dream up. I just had a dream. But the Bible says something that's remarkable. You see, what was happening in his life started when his father, the Bible tells us, loved him so much that the father gave him a robe of many colors. When the father put on him the honor that he deserved by the Spirit, God began to open his eyes. I pray today that the people that will put honor on you so that your eyes be open to the reality of who you are will come alongside of you and do what is necessary, because nobody has entrance without assistance. Everybody needs somebody to announce them. Even the Lord Jesus Christ needed a John the Baptist to announce him. If you are going into a realm where you have not been pre-announced, you are operating in pride. Everybody gets announced. Before you come on stage, somebody is going to announce you and introduce you, or you are an intruder. There's so many people that are intruding into things that they've not been called into. And they wonder why everything is the way it is. No, you wait your turn. When's your turn? Your sheave will rise. So here is this young man hated by everybody. But the Bible says his father took note of it. Let me move. One day his father says to him, go, take some groceries to your brothers that are out in Shechem. Shechem means back or shoulder. And he comes to Shechem, and when he comes to Shechem, his brothers were no longer there. They'd left. and he's wandering around in Shechem looking for his brothers. And a man comes alongside of him, says to him, "What are you looking for? I see you're looking for something. What are you looking for?" He says, "I'm looking for my brothers. They were supposed to be here, but they are not here." Oh, he says, "Oh, your brothers, they've gone on to Dothan. They've gone on to Dothan." So Joseph goes to Dothan. Dothan means the place of two wells. Are you with me so far? Two wells. That means a place of decision. There's a well that belongs to the realm of the spirit, and there's a well that belongs to the realm of the flesh. Which well are these brothers going to drink out of? They decide to drink out of the well of bitterness. And they planned while Joseph was far off. He says, "Here comes the dreamer. We're going to kill him. Let's kill him. And let's see what's going to happen to that dream." But God is sovereign. And God intervened and began to work with their minds. And they began to pipe down. Reuben, who is now the first son, who took the place of Joseph, who is supposed to be the first son, says, "Let's not do that. Let's put him inside this well." And his thought was, "I'm going to circle back. I'm going to grab him. And I'm going to take him back to his father." So he left. While they're there waiting, they see Midianites, Ishmaelites, coming. These were merchants. And so they decide, "Hey, let's make some money out of this guy. Let's sell him." Oh, that reminds me of Mephibosheth in the house of Micaiah, sold. They take him out of the well, sell him to these Midianites or Ishmaelites, and the Ishmaelites take him out to Egypt. He gets to Egypt, and the word of God says, in Genesis 39, I believe in verse 6, it says something. That while he was sold to a man called Potiphar, Potiphar turned everything that he had over to Joseph. And the Bible says, and he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Praise God. He was a handsome dude. Hallelujah. Good looker. Praise God. What is going on here? What is happening? While he is there, God is blessing him. God is empowering him. God is using him mightily. And while he's there, Potiphar's wife started troubling him. Potiphar's wife wanted a relationship with him. Potiphar's wife wanted to break covenant with the husband and give herself to this young man. But Joseph says, "I can do that. No, that would be the wrong thing for me to do. I cannot give myself to this." Day after day, she pestered him, pestered him, pestered him, pestered him. And one day, he goes into the house to take care of business as usual. And this woman corners him. You're going to sleep with me today. Joseph says, I can do that. Everything that belongs to your husband, he's put under my care, except for you. I cannot sin against God. And as she was grabbing for him, the Bible says that he took off running. He said running, and she grabbed his garment. And now he's running without his shirt on. She kept that robe. And she began to cry. This guy tried to rape me. And began to tell her lies. And she waited with the robe. You see, the devil is always wanting to get the robe. See, because he thinks, when you got the robe, you started dreaming dreams and seeing visions. So if I take the robe, you will stop seeing. You will stop knowing. But he doesn't know that God has a lifting up. Hallelujah. There is a lifting up. She's got the robe. He ends up in prison. But what prison? The prison where the king's servants are thrown into. Because God is a strategic God. He causes all things that work, were meant to work for evil in your life. He turns it around and makes good out of it. Now he's there. He's no longer dreaming, but now he's interpreting dreams. Hey! You got the old jacket, but now I got something else because this one is coming from above. I might be in prison. I might be beat down. I might be lame based on what you see, based on what you can tell, but God is a God who is going to elevate me. No matter where I am, I will be raised up. Somebody shout hallelujah. So here he is in prison, and the prisoner, the warden, puts everything to his charge. The Bible tells us that the Pharaoh of the day was upset with two of his servants, a baker and a butler. And on the same day, these two had a dream. And he comes and he sees them and says to them, I know normally you are sad and because of what happened to you, but today this is another level because you are definitely upset. What has upset you so deeply? He said, I dreamt a dream. And the other one said, I dreamt a dream too. Okay, so what's your dream? They share their dreams. And here is Joseph interpreting those dreams. He interprets the dreams, and just as he interpreted them, it came to pass. And he says to the butler, when you go back and you place in your rightful place, don't forget me. Don't forget me. You see, I am here, but I didn't do anything. There are so many people in prison that don't belong there. So the butler says, definitely I'm not going to forget you. But then he forgets. He's so into himself, he forgets. Okay? But God has not finished. Because what God wanted to do was greater than what Joseph was planning for himself. All Joseph wanted was to be a free man. But what God wanted was to make him a prince of the land. Hallelujah. May God shut down any plan, that you have that will limit your capacity to live out your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. Let every plan that is not God's plan for your life be hindered, be canceled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, so that that which God has for you may come to pass speedily. Somebody shout hallelujah. He was forgotten. Now Pharaoh has a dream. And bing! Since nobody else was able to interpret it, he said, "Oh, Pharaoh, there's a guy, oh glory, that I think is going to bring the solution to you. Where is he? He's in prison. Go get him." So the Bible says they went to get Joseph. Listen to this. This is important. Might be a sidetrack, but it's important. Joseph did not rush out. Joseph went to the washroom and began to shave and clean himself up because of where he's going to. You see, you cannot take your ugly self into a place of dignity and honor. Get rid of the... I'm not looking at you. He shaved and cleaned up. Hallelujah. He dressed himself up with the best that he could muster. And you see, sometimes it's not how glorious your outfit is. It just has to be clean. Amen? Just get cleaned up. So he cleans himself up. And I thank God that by the precious blood of Jesus Christ, you and I have been cleansed as we come before the Father. Amen. So he is cleaned up and he presents himself to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh tells his dream. And here is Joseph, who has been graduated from just dreaming dreams to interpreting dreams. Interpreting it. And the king says, "Who else in all this land is able to do this?" Well, since you've interpreted it and you've given me solutions on what to do, because he dreamt about the seven cows that were really fat cows, and then the seven cows were taken out by these lean cows and so on and so forth, this glorious harvest that was there and then overtaken by days of famine and stuff like that. And he says, I think what you need to do is begin to save a percentage of everything that you get during your 7 years of plenty. Save it. King looks around and says, "Who else can handle this but you?" And he gives him the highest position in the land. He was thrown into a pit. Thrown into a prison. And now he is in a palace. And the king says, "You are going to be the greatest one. Nobody else is going to be as great as you, except for me, sitting on the throne." But at the end of the story, even Pharaoh was subject to Joseph. Are you with me so far? There was a lifting. There was a lifting. I don't know what your story is. I don't know how it started, but I know how it's going to end. There is going to be a lifting. The Bible tells us of a king. His name was Jehoiakim. The Word of God tells us about him in 2 Kings chapter 25. Actually, in 2 Kings 24, and verse 6, we read about Joachim. He says, his father Joachim slept with his fathers, and Joachim, his son, reigned in his stead, became the next king. And the king of Egypt came not again anymore out of his land, for the king of Babylon had taken from the river of Egypt unto the river Euphrates all that pertained to the king of Egypt. And verse 8, it says Joachim was 18 years old. That is interesting. He's 18. 18 is 9 times 2. He says he was 18 years old when he began to reign. And watch this. And he reigned in Jerusalem how long? 3 months. 3 months. And in that 3 months, something happened. He says, and his mother's name was Nehushta. Just means brass. Nehushta. The daughter of El Nathan of Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord according to all that his father had done. And at the time, the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up against Jerusalem, and the city was besieged. The Bible says, remember, he's just reigning for 3 months. He's green as green can be. So what does he do? He gives up. He goes with all of the princes. He goes out of the city and he surrenders to the Babylonian force. The Babylonian force get in and they strip the city. They strip the temple of all its treasures. They take everything they can take. All the gold, all the silver, everything is taken. They go into the palace and they strip it. And they carry everything off, including Joachim. He's taken off and is replaced by somebody else. While he's gone, beaten down, not even enjoying the 4th month of being a leader, he's just suffered the death of his father. He's mourning that. And while he's doing that, and while he's trying to reign, here is Babylon besieging him and all the troubles. He started with troubles. But there is going to be a lifting. And it's the strangest of stories. The Bible tells us that while he is in prison, other kings are reigning where he should be reigning. Everybody else is doing their thing, and they have been evil, doing things like Joachim, his father, did. Evil, evil, evil. But they are not the ones in prison. Zedekiah, who replaces him, is taken out. He rebels against the king, and they plucked his eyes out. But he is still in prison. But that's not the end of his story. The Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 25, if you may come there with me, 2 Kings chapter 25, as I'm beginning to wrap up this morning, verse 27. He said, and it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Joachim, king of Judah. 37 years. 30, how many what? 37 years. He is behind bars. He is in prison. Limited. In the 12th month, on the 7th and 20th day of the month, this is very specific, that evil Merodach, evil Merodach, what a name, evil Merodach, king of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, in the year that he began to reign, in the year that he began to reign, did lift up the head of Joachim, king of Judah, out of prison. He is in Babylon, and this king begins to reign, but just as quickly as Joachim was taken off 3 months, God quickly is going to reverse it. May God reverse the misfortune in your life speedily. May God put the right people in your pathway that will speak the life of God and the strength of God into you so that you can move out of the place of imprisonment. Move out of the land of Machir and Lodibar. Move out of the place of defeat and come into your destiny, because God has a plan that cannot be reversed. King lifted up his head out of prison because God remains God. Joachim started out evil, but God had a plan for him. You know, sometimes things fall apart before you begin to enjoy it, no problem. God is keeping you for something. While he is in prison, I believe that Joachim started to talk to God. He went past the past and began to reflect on the fathers well before him, how they lived for God, and the stories that preceded him. Who lived for God? What happened to them? Who did not live for God? What happened to them? And I believe he began to repent before God. May God cause every one of us to repent. You may have done something wrong, but you don't have to continue doing the wrong thing. There is a place for repentance. God is always waiting for every one of us to turn away from our evil, wicked ways and turn back to him. And just like the father of the prodigal, his arms are wide open. If you make the move towards God, God will race towards you, because he's not willing that any perish, but that all come to repentance. Hallelujah. He's a faithful God. So he's lifted out of prison. And watch, it gets radical here. I love the Lord. Verse 28, it says, and he spake kindly to him, just like David spoke kindly to Mephibosheth. And the Bible says, and set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon. Gave him a higher, bigger seat. He was in prison for 37 plus years. And now, all of a sudden, everything is turning around. I wonder whether he was thinking, are they going to pluck my eyes out? No, when God has a plan for your life, it is always for the better. Somebody shout hallelujah. So he's called up and he's given a bigger throne. Wow. And change, what did he say? His prison garments. The throne is there, but you cannot take your prison clothes to sit on the high seat. Hallelujah. Your past must end up with the past, so that you can step into a present that is filled with the presence of God. And he did eat bread continually before him, before the king, all the days of his life. Oh, that's exactly what David said to Mephibosheth. You're going to eat at my table. All this property and lands that I give to you, Ziba and his children are going to work the land, but you are going to eat at my table. And here is Jehoiakim. And he's sitting at the table of honor. What does Jehoiakim mean? Jehoiakim, the name means Jehovah will establish. God spoke to us and says, this is the year of the establishment of my covenant. It doesn't take God a long time to do what he wants to do. When he's ready to do it, he's a God of the suddenlies. Hallelujah. I say, God, speedify. Amen. Speedify. Say, that's not English. That's my English. I'm the one speaking. I have the mic. I can say what I want to say. Speedify. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 He ate at the king's table all the days of his life. Oh, but I love this. Watch this. And his allowance was a continual allowance given him of the king. He was given an allowance from the king. Every day. A daily rate for every day. All the days of his life. Jehoiakim was thinking, I'm always going to be in prison. I'm going to die here in prison. But God was saying something different. No, you are not going to die in prison because I am God. I am going to cause even an evil Merodach to lift your head up. I am going to exalt you. I'm going to elevate you. Somebody shout, hallelujah! The devil's a liar. I will fulfill my destiny. I will come into my rightful place. No matter what the resistance might be, God's anointing is upon my life. God's anointing is upon your life. And you will run through troops and leap over walls. Oh, mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, anything that stands in your way shall find disappointment. Because when they think they're going to block you, you'll be on the other side of that wall. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. I feel like running in this place. The devil doesn't have the last word. God and you have the last word. Somebody say, I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the presence of the Lord forever. Why? Because God has prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Glory be to God. I'm going to eat, and they are going to drool. Yes. Yes. It's drooling time for the enemy. But it's not drooling because they are going to chow on me. It's drooling time because they are so disappointed. They can't eat at the table I am eating at. God has given me an elevated table. Oh, glory. An elevated throne. Oh, glory. Above other kings, Joseph's sheave rose. And the others bowed. They may have been there before I got there. But when I arrive, there shall be an announcement. I say there shall be an announcement. There shall be a proclamation. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch. That was not the end of it. The Bible says that his head was lifted up. The Bible says that he was spoken to favorably. The Bible says that he was elevated above other kings. The Bible says that his garments were changed. The Bible says that he ate with the king. The Bible says he had a daily allowance, a daily supply, all of his days. Everything changed. I prophesy over your life. I prophesy over my life. I prophesy over this body. Change is here. Hallelujah. You see, a prison is a place of containment. It's a state of confinement, a place of captivity or detention. A place of holding back. But that's where you're not going to be anymore. Hallelujah. I said that's exactly where you're not going to be anymore. Hallelujah. I said that's exactly where you are not going to be anymore. The prison doors will open as you and I praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. The God of the open door is bidding you to come out of the prison. And he's taking you by hand to your rightful seat. And it is higher than the seats of those that preceded you. Those that thought, I'm okay. But now you're going to eat where you didn't used to eat. No more prison food. Hallelujah. I say, no more prison food. Turn to your neighbor and say, no more prison food for you. No more prison food for you. No more prison food for you. Now we're going to eat royally. Hallelujah. Royally. Because we are royalty. We are sons of the King. Hallelujah. And he has given us our turf. And he says, now, rule and reign. Someone say, I am a ruler and I reign. Not for 3 months, all the days of my life. A godly man, a godly woman, a son of the Most High God. If you receive this word, shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. Amen. Well, at this time, we're going to honor God with our giving. If you've not done so already, I want to encourage you to obey God by giving unto God that which means something to you. God is the God who multiplies our seed sown. Praise the Lord. The best thing a child of God can do for himself is to trust God with his finances, recognizing that when God breathes upon your finance, that there will not be the presence of lack, because there is no lack in God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. May you be a surprise to everyone around you because of the blessings that have pursued after you and overtaken you, because you are a giver. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, while you're getting your offerings ready, I want to remind you about what we are going to be doing in the next few months. If you may, please give me the clip. This whole facility in the next few months is going to be transformed. If you come here in December, you will think that you're in the wrong place, because I'm believing God that everything, I started out with a big screen that's going to fill this entire archway just like that. The stage is going to be moved back and expanded all the way right to the line of the green here. Carpeting is going to change and all of that. All of that is going to happen in just a few months. In fact, this week, I'm going to place an order for the screen so that the screen is here. It's going to be 30 feet by about 14 feet high. So it's going to be a big, big, gigantic screen. Amen? The stage is going to be expanded and all of that. Carpeting change all through this building. And I'm looking right now at chairs. All these chairs will be gone. I was here this morning. I was here this morning and I sat down looking at these chairs at about 7 o'clock this morning. And I said, yikes, where are we going to send these chairs? These are lots of chairs in here. So that's another problem that needs to be resolved. Maybe somebody needs it, I don't know. But these chairs have been here for, I don't know, 90 years? Wow. No, don't say they're ugly. They're good. They're good chairs. They're good because, you know why? Look at these chairs have been here for 90 years or so, and they're still looking this good. This is like the story of the Israelites. Their shoes didn't wear out. Hallelujah. There's a few here and there that, you know, have some issues, but they got to go. Amen? Because there is a lifting up. Hallelujah. So all of this, we want to say bye-bye to it. Thank God for it. You did your good job, but it's time to go. I'm speaking to you. Go. And Lord, whatever it is that you have for this place, download. We download it here now. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Do you believe with me that we're going to do all of this by the authority of the Word of God? Not by our might, nor power, but by the Spirit of God. The God we serve is our provider. There's nothing that we've done here from the very beginning that's been done based on what we can see in the natural. When it is time, and God says it's time to move, we move. When we started a few, I think it was it last Sunday? Or the Sunday before? No, the Sunday before. We had $0 for all the things I've been talking about. But I am certain that we're pushing it. Hallelujah. First week, we got about 9,000. I said, praise God. Hallelujah. And I think by this weekend, we should be close to 30,000. I believe so. And I believe for it to exceed that today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because those that have made commitments are going to honor those commitments. And I thank God for every one of you that have honored your commitments already. Praise God. And God is going to work it all out. But the one thing I want to caution, pick up your ears. I've been in ministry. This September is going to be 45 years. And there are things that I've learned through the years. When you're doing a project, there are some people who just stand by to watch whether it's going to happen. And it happens without them. But then what happens after that? Because they see what they did not invest in, they did not participate, they did not sacrifice for, there, without them, without their full participation. And the first thing they begin to do is try to find fault, because they don't want to be in the place where there's a testimony before them every time they come to church that they were not involved. So they start looking for trouble and trying to poke fingers here and there, so that they, having found fault, will have a reason to leave, so that they are not reminded of the fact that they were not involved. May you not be that person. I say, may you not be that person. I say, may you not be that person. Let that spirit be banished from your mind. Be involved. Participate. And let's do this together. Amen? Let's build together. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. Have you given? Okay. Now, Mama, could you please come? Let us share in communion together. If you've not released your offering yet, please do so. And if you have not received the elements of communion, do so now. If you have you are honoring God in your commitment or pledge, bring that envelope. Let me touch it with Mama. Or if you have dropped it in the containers already, and concerning the pledge, just come stand here with us, and we'll make certain that we'll pray with you. If you've already given what you said you're going to give, come stand here, Mama. Come. Okay. I receive it in Jesus' name. Blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Amen. You guys, come over here, and come close. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's for the screen. What is this? This is for. Oh. Wow. God is good. I receive it. Let me do this first. No, open. Father, we bless this daughter and your servant, Rabbi Aaron, will receive this gift from their hands. Surprise them in ways that they cannot imagine. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. All right. Father, we bless your daughter. We bless your daughter. We bless your son. We bless your daughter. We receive from their hands their commitment for the renovations that is taking place. And we pronounce blessings beyond measure upon their lives and upon their family. Let their dreams sprout, and let it be graced with strength. Lord, oh God, that it be fruitful. We pronounce fruitfulness over you. May that which God wants to do happen speedily. May God meet you and surprise you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless everyone that has given and sown their seed. May the God of heaven multiply your seed sown. And may he surprise you all of your days. In Jesus' name we declare it so. Hallelujah. Praise God. God bless you. Amen. All right, let us share in communion together. Please rise. as God continues to speak to you about your giving, just honor Him. When you are responding to this particular project, make certain that you place it in my hands and Mama's hands so that we can declare grace over you. Those of you that do not have it yet but want to do something, make certain that you fill out an envelope and give us that envelope and say, this is what I want to do, so that we can be praying with you that that resource that you need to come your way, the wisdom to have it, will be released unto you so that we all participate together for His glory. Amen. This is the table of blessing. God calls us to this table so that we can experience His fullness. This was one of the last things the Lord Jesus Christ did before He went to the cross. And He said that He was doing it to institute the New Testament that was in His body and in His blood. And today, as we take off this body and eat, and take off this cup and drink, may the testament of God be established in your life. May God switch with you, taking your sorrows, taking your pain, taking your poverty, taking your sickness and your disease, taking the failures of your life. May He take it to Himself and in exchange give you all that He has. His beauty, His glory, His favor, His prosperity, His authority, His wisdom, His divine health. Let there be an exchange, a glorious exchange, as you take off this body and take off this cup. Take off this body now and eat in Jesus' name.
Amen. So we take off the cup of blessing. The Bible calls it the cup of blessing. So you are holding the blessing in your hand right now. It's called the blood of Jesus. Jesus called the wine His blood. So He called it whatever He says it is, it is. So if He says it is His blood, that's His blood. So may your DNA be changed as you take this today. The things that don't work, we work well now.
Amen.
Your blood work will be perfect.
Amen.
Because Jesus has perfect blood.
Yes.
He's forever young. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May your youth be renewed like the eagle.
Amen.
May every sickness and disease leave your body.
Amen.
May your mind begin to function at 100% capacity.
Hallelujah.
May all your internal and external organs be healthy and whole.
Jesus.
Every part of you, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, even the hair on your head, if you want your hair to grow, it will grow.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I've applied this word. I used to have bald spots, you know that thing, what they call it, this is alopecia or whatever. I said, not here. Grow. I wear hats and I wear wig, but I have very long hair. So praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My hairdresser always say, your hair grows so too fast. Mm-hmm. So if I color it in a week, I have to go back. If I have to go every 2 weeks, so I choose not to color all the time. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I just chose not to wear white hair till maybe I'm 80 years old. But who knows? I might change my mind. So I just color the hair. I'm still vain in that sense. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So every part, you can change it. So as you are taking this, you are not taking ordinary juice anymore. It's changed from juice to the blood of God.
Amen.
Blood of royalty.
Hallelujah.
Satan cannot penetrate this. So you cannot get COVID if you choose to.
Amen.
Take the blood. Take communion. Take of this. Your body is not conducive to death, to sickness, to pain, to sorrow, to shame. The blood of Jesus makes everything all right. Speaks better things. So take. Better things are spoken now. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Open your hands.
Father, these hands will not be empty.
Amen.
These hands are filled with the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
Peace and prosperity is yours.
Yes.
These hands are blessed. Whatever these hands touch are blessed.
Amen.
Life is favorable to you. Your walk is blessed.
Amen.
The word of God is a lamp to your feet.
Amen.
You have acknowledged God and He will direct your path.
Amen.
Out of your bellies flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
You shall not walk on parched land.
Amen.
There shall no longer be a Lodibar
Amen.
Attached to your life,
Amen.
But a place of goodness,
Amen.
Of mercy,
Amen.
Now surrounds you,
yes.
For you are blessed and highly favored of the
Amen.
Lord. In Jesus, Yeshua's name, we decreed so. And all of God's people together in agreement said,
Yes.
They said,
yes.
They said, yes. They said,
yes.
They said,
yes.
They said,
yes.
They said,
yes.
And
amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Give a good clap offering unto the Lord. Amen. We want to acknowledge everyone that is here for the first time. We know that we had a dedication of a dear child this morning, and some are here because they've come to support the parents of David and David Joseph. May God's hand rest upon you, and do come again. If you don't have a church home, this is a good place to be. You will always be encouraged, and God will always propel you by the words that you receive in this house and the worship that is raised up in this house. Be blessed and be highly favored of the Lord. We look forward to seeing you again. God bless and enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Praise God.